Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Goth. It's a darker kind of rock, perhaps better known for its style than its music. Back in the late 90s and early 2000s, the Kalamazoo goth band Amaranth was a pretty big deal. Dressed in black clothes and plenty of eyeliner, they played Chicago, Detroit, and all over Southwest Michigan. Now, 13 years later, the band is back together. Amaranth is making a new album, going on a European tour, and celebrating the lead singer's 40th birthday. They'll play tomorrow night at Shakespeare's Pub in Kalamazoo.
We were playing goth music, which was pretty different from what a lot of other people were doing in town then, but I think that really played to our advantage.
That's lead singer Ken Magerman, also known as Precious Ken.
We were pretty theatrical. We wore a lot of the gear, the eyeliner and spiked out hair and the whole bit. And I think that went well too. I always say that we were popular before we were good because you know, the image that we portrayed got a lot of people to show up at the shows, and then eventually we got good enough to warrant that.
Magerman says Amaranth had a good run. But in 2004, the band decided it was time to move on. He says the keyboard player was struggling with some health issues, the drummer's culinary career was taking off, and as for Magerman, he wanted to be taken seriously as a teacher, though now he works for a bank.
There was that day I went in for student teaching, and at Portage Northern High School. And there was a young man there the first day with a pink mohawk and sitting in the front row. And I said to myself, I have seen that kid at our all ages shows before. And I looked over at him and I said, but Ken, your hair's combed nice. You have your glasses on. He's not going to recognize you. And the teacher was like, this is Mr. Magerman. He'll be with us for the rest of the semester. I expect you to have the same respect as me. And he goes, you're Precious Ken. You're Precious Ken from Amaranth. I'm like, yeah. And, you know, it'd probably be better if for the rest of class you called me Mr. Magerman. Now, if you want to come up after class, talk about guitars or music, that's totally cool. But probably better if you call me Mr. Magerman here. He goes, I've seen you wear eyeliner. Okay, everybody except for that kid, please call me Mr. Magerman. And it was that and a series of other moments that made us think, we were going to take a step away from doing it.
Fast forward to September of last year. Magerman and his fiance are in Greece, and he decides to visit a goth club in Athens.
It was an incredible experience because goth, to me, always the scene of it has always been such a pretentious thing, which I enjoy and I find fun, but at the same time, you know, always kind of I thought was a little silly. And here was this goth club that was the least pretentious goth club I've ever witnessed in my life. And everybody there was just in jeans and a black t-shirt, knew every song, but were so open and welcoming. And I ended up meeting this gentleman there, him and his wife, and we hit it off. And it turned out he was in one of the biggest goth bands to ever come out of Athens.
That man was Nick Koustakas from the band Scoria.
And he heard some of our old material, and he asked me to come back there to play with them. And at first, I kind of laughed it off, but then he got talking to me more, and I said, I want to do this.
So Magerman got original Amaranth guitarist and now lead of the band Crash City Saints, Joshua Garman, interested, and they brought on new members. Colin Skipper, who plays bass and keyboard, keyboardist Ian Poole, and drummer Kamisha Roland. The band's plan is to produce a new album and take it on tour with Scoria in Europe early next year. Magerman says the new iteration of the band still has that goth sound, but now it has elements of other genres too, like metal and even dance music. Bassist Skipper is also producing the band's album.
I think a big part of it too is hard to admit, but I think all of us listen to a lot more pop music now than we ever would dare to when we were younger and wanted to be so different. And honestly, just that production level and pop sensibility, and you know, going back to just really solid songwriting, listen to a lot of old Beatles and things like that, and seeing how that influences the way we're writing is very different than I think the older stuff, that trying to be more edgy and experimental. And not that we're not still putting in those elements, but I think in a lot more tasteful way.
Back in the day, Magerman was the primary songwriter, but in the new Amaranth, everyone contributes. He says it's a better band with a lot more meaning in the music.
I go back and hear those old lyrics, and they sounded cool. I wrote things that, you know, maybe had an abstract, interesting feel, but to be honest, I don't think they really had that much meaning. Whereas now, if I was talking about any of these songs, I could really say, this song means exactly this. This is what, you know, when people ask you, what does your song mean? There's an answer to that question now, and all of them, I think, have a music and a lyrical content that paint a picture of something real and less abstract.
With a more polished sound, will younger generations go for goth music? A style that had its heyday more than two decades ago? Keyboardist Ian Poole says the idea isn't that far-fetched.
Lately, I've noticed a resurgence of other genres dating back to that era, you know, like with this whole synth wave and retro wave.
Bands like Churches and Toro y Moi. What's it gonna take for a guy? But Magerman says perhaps the reason goth music isn't thriving in the U.S. today is because it's so rooted in the past. He says he hopes Amaranth helps to inspire new, unique bands in the genre. Magerman and Skipper have even talked about creating their own record label.
I don't know how many more years, being 40, that I would have to want to get in a van and go on tour or anything like that. But I have decided now that I want to be a part of making music. And this might be a way that we could continue to do this. I think we're all so excited to be a part of this music scene again and see where it goes. And to go on this tour, which is something that I could never have imagined doing in a lifetime, and now we're gonna make reality and make happen.
You can catch Amaranth's reunion show tomorrow night at 9 at Shakespeare's Pub in Kalamazoo. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.